Bobby the Boomer. His mission is to inspire belief, rekindle his clan's fire, to revive the hopes and dreams of his tribe so they will rise up once again. Look, up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a plane. Nope. It's Bobby the Boomer. Bobby the Boomer. Hey, Bobby. Bobby boy. Yes, Grandpa. Go fix it the world. Here's Bobby.
Hello, this is Bobby the Boomer, the Baby Boomer's buddy, coming to you today in a kind of chilly Chattanooga day. Nice, bright day out, though. It's got not sunshiny too high, but not cloudy either. So, anyhow, how y'all doing today? I am interrupting my regular scheduled, or my hopefully it was going to be scheduled, episode to bring you another episode. The one I was going to do was When Perfect's Not Perfect, and then after that, When Is Enough Enough. But I've had a pretty tough week. Not as tough on me as it has been on my loved ones, so I thought I'd have a different episode entitled When Life Happens. Yes, life is fleeting, and life does have its ups and downs, and sometimes when it has its downs, you just got to buckle up and take the ride. Yes. So what was going on this week? Don't want to drag it on too much for you before you go into the weekend, and I hope you have a good weekend. But I just am sharing some of my life's happenings with y'all to let you know that when life happens and things are tough, Bobby's with you. I can feel your pain sometimes, not to make light of it. No, I know we all go through things, and I'm with you and want to support you. Even if I'm not there physically, I want to send good vibes, prayers, and well wishes to you, no matter what's going on in your life. So what's going on in Bobby's life? Well, in Bobby's real life. This week I got when I was getting ready to go to the old J-O-B, I usually check my emails in case there's any prayer requests that are needed right away. And sometimes then I go over to my Facebook to see if there's any messages. And then I post a little, what I call a God post. It's usually a scripture and a picture to encourage folks out there in interweb land. And yes, and when I get the old Bobby the Boomer website going up, I will be doing that then on the website too. Yes, I will. So stay tuned for that. We're still work in progress there. But anyhow, so I was checking before I went off to the old J-O-B about 3:30 in the morning, and I got a message from my sister saying 2:45 that she had just got back from the ER with my mama, who had fallen the day before, and then called my sister to say she was having some excruciating pain down in her groin area. So my sister went over to take my mama to the ER. They stayed there from I don't know what time they actually went to the ER, but they spent hours, according to both of them, when I did get to call and talk to them. And apparently my mama had fallen. She's 98 years old, helping the senior center to feed the 70 and 80 year old seniors. And she must have slipped and fell. She said she turned and she did what they call a standing fall. She fell down from standing up. She didn't fall down a flight of stairs or fall off a building. She just fell down, you know, when you slip on a wet floor or something. And she landed on her buttocks and right where your hip bone there. It looks like a butterfly if you look on the images on Googly Woogly. Your hip bone or your pelvic bone, the big old bone, looks like a winged bone. Bone or a bone that looks like a wing or a butterfly. Anyhow, on the very bottom, there's a loop where your pelvic is, or your pelvic bone. Anyhow, we won't get too medical term on you. But when you fall on one of those loops, she fell on one side of her butt, and she is 98, so when you get older, your bones get frail. She fell down on one of the loops on the bottom, and apparently it made a fracture. She said she didn't feel any pain when she was standing up and finished serving. She thought she was okay. And then when she went to go home, she sat down and felt some pain from the nerve injuries. When you break something, your bones are sensitive. Yes, they are. And so are your nerves, and so is your body has a warning system to tell you something's going on. Anyhow, so she didn't didn't think much of it. She just felt, well, I fell down, so it hurts. But then it got worse, and called my sister, went to the ER, spent a long time. You got to wait in the hospital. There's so many people that are sick and needing help, and the system is overcrowded with, we've got not enough workers and a lot of people that need help anyhow. So she had an x-ray that they couldn't really see anything on. Then she had a CAT scan, and the CAT scan is very much more detailed, and then MRI is even more detailed, but she only had to go CAT scan. They looked and said, yes, you have a hairline fracture on your pelvic bone there. Two hairline fractures right where you fell. So she is on bed rest. I was really concerned because at 98, when you have a fall like that, then I found out more details as I didn't want to wake them up early in the morning. Wanted them to get sleep because my sister said they needed some rest. So I gave them a little bit of time. My mom seemed like she's in good spirits. She's bored now because she loves being up and around and running. She's like the Energizer Bunny. She said she had to cancel all her appointments. And I said, doctor appointments? She said, no, all my busy appointments where I go to help the seniors, and then I go to church to do this, and then I go to the veterans to do this show, and then I got to go over here. And I had to cancel all that because they told me I got to rest and stay off my feet for a while. And I said, well, mama, yeah, you don't want to be walking on there because you're putting pressure and strain on where the brake is. And you won't want to separate that break or fracture more because that would make more problems. So mama says, please be patient and take it easy and try to rest. So we got that down and everything was I was feeling better. I know my mom's going to have to heal up and she will do well. God bless her. I'm hoping she has the patience to stay put so she can heal. Because if she forces it too much, you don't want to force. If you get an injury, baby boomers, we're getting older. You get an injury, you don't want to force and go do like when you was young. Get back up on the saddle right away. You want that to heal whatever it is that you're dealing with. If you've had surgery or something, or you've had a fracture, or you've strained something, pulled something, you want to wait a little bit before you go back into your regular daily grind. Yes, because then you'll grind up your injury more. You don't want to do that. So we're doing that. We're moving along with my mom. I'll be checking on her from time to time, and I'm sure glad my sister's living in that area and close by, and I got some nieces there that would check on my mom, and she will be okay. Yes. So the other part of life that is happening here in the Bobby Land or Bobbyville, same day that I got the message about my mom, I got a text from my wife that my son had called her or texted her and said that his wife had had a cardiac arrest and they were in the process of getting to the hospital and getting all checked out. There's a long story on that one, but she had just come back from 7 days in the hospital being treated for some cancer-related issues. And the prognosis was actually good. It looked pretty good, like she was healing up. She was going to heal up, and they had plans, and everything was geared up for getting back from the hospital up where they went to home and resting and refreshing and recuperating. And then a couple of days ago, when I heard from my son that she was with somebody coming down some stairs and she had some problems breathing and she passed out. Turns out she had cardiac arrest, and by the time the ambulance got there and all, she had lost her high brain function. Some folks call that brain dead, but you have your basic brain functions where you breathe and heartbeat. You could last quite a while with that. So we were trying to deal with that and hopefully comforting my son and his wife's two boys, and they are adults, but still, when you have a loved one that's going through something that's tough like that, especially when you think you're doing okay, everything's going to be all right. You got good prognosis, a good outcome spoken to you, and things are looking good, and then something unexpected comes up. Life has its whole trunk full or bucket full or whatever you want to call it. Their life is full of unexpected happenings. Some are good and some are bad. Well, this week we had some bad. So after that, talked to my son the night before after she had been in the hospital. He was dealing, waiting. They were doing tests, waiting and waiting and waiting. It turns out that there was not a whole lot they could do, and moved her up to the ICU intensive care unit, and she passed early this morning as I'm speaking in real time. So we'll be going up to see my son, comfort him, comfort his wife's two boys, and hopefully we'll be able to be of some use, some comfort. Sometimes there's not a whole lot you can say when you have folks that you love that lost loved ones. Sometimes the best thing to do. There's a lot of things. You know, I don't know if you call them platitudes. There's just pat things to say. Oh well, you know, she's at peace now, and hey, you don't. You know, it's not goodbye. You'll see her later, and she's with the Lord. There's so many things you could say, and a lot of times you're just saying words, and a lot of times. Sometimes you just need to be with your loved one, with the folks that you care about that have lost loved ones. Sometimes you just need to be there and let them grieve and grieve with them and let them know that you love them by your presence. So we're fixing to do that and show our presence to our son and spend some time. My Mrs. and me will be spending some time with our son to grieve with him and to comfort him in this time of loss. And I don't know what else to say about that. I'm just kind of sharing. Bobby likes to tell stories, yes, and sometimes I try to keep upbeat and tell funny stories, but life is not always fun and funny and uplifting. Sometimes you got to take the down. You got to be in the valley before you can go back up onto the mountain. So this is a valley time, and we're going to be okay. I know my son will be okay. Things will be okay. I know. I guess I'm doing that saying. There, but that's what I got for you today, and I hope that you, when you go through your shadows and your different difficulties in life, I hope you will be able to look up and recover from it and encourage each other and have people that would encourage you if you have tough times, or you could be an encouragement to those that you know when they go through tough times. And that's what I have for you today. I hope you do. If you're listening in real time as we're going into the weekend, I hope you have a good weekend. And if it's not the weekend, then I hope you have a good day, good afternoon, good morning, good evening, whatever time, whatever day it is. I hope you are well, and I hope you're doing good, and I hope you will do well. So, best wishes to you, and until the next time, and I hope you do come back for another Bobby the Boomer episode, I will just say goodbye and God bless.